Vancouver's new 103.5 QMFM, 614, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Terry Marianne with Bread, Everything I Own, and also Glenn Medeiros, and Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You.
Oh, we're starting to heat up. The temperatures are raising. 6 degrees should reach a high today of about 13, but mostly cloudy. I hate to say it. Yeah, bad news. Chance of rain and showers on and off. I got caught in the rain yesterday myself.
It was, yesterday everybody was chilled. It was just an unreal day. I guess a lot of wind and stuff going around, too.
Yeah, very windy yesterday.
Big dark clouds. Moving around this morning, too. You know, it took a committee vote before ICBC could agree that Randy Douglas was a hero. Another committee. do you believe that story yesterday?
Another taxpayers committee.
I was so upset when John Hanley had that on the news yesterday, but the fellow who saved the other people's lives in the car, unfortunately the man did have the heart attack and died, but his wife was in the car along with the dog, and he saved the car from going off in the road or into other traffic by proceeding in front of the car and then slowing down and catching the car and stopping it, actually, with his own car.
Right,
there
he
was damage
both
sustained.
Cars, right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And he made the claim at ICBC, and they said, nah, you're going to have to pay for this. So anyway, they backtracked, tap danced yesterday. There was somebody, I couldn't believe the way they
apparently,
were trying to get around
outrage.
This thing.
Politicians and citizens alike complained that here's a nice young man doing his bit to save a life, and then he's going to get penalized for it. So they just, I tell you, it's revolt time everywhere.
Well, it really is, yeah. Art Charbonneau, congratulations to him, because he came out and made a really brave statement yesterday, and also could have been money out of his own pocket. He's, of course, a minister responsible for ICBC. And he said yesterday that he would pay the bill out of his own pocket if ICBC didn't pay. And, of course, things started to change dramatically right after he made that statement. So, good on you. And Randy Douglas, the RCMP, were extremely happy with his help on that particular situation. Lots of deaths involved in that, you know?
Definitely. And people shouldn't be penalized when they want to do something good. Really, they should not
penalized.
Definitely.
Let's do something good about the traffic here this morning. 6:16.
And that's good news, too. QMFM traffic. A clean slate to report. No stalls or accidents and dry roads to greet you as the rush gets underway. At the ferry terminals, Schwartz Bay to Tawasin has a possible wait for all vehicles, and Tawasin to Schwartz Bay, a possible wait for overheights.
And that's QMFM traffic. For the Home and Patio Gallery, you can save 20 to 50%. Now, that's a deal during their preview to spring sale.
Eaton's and Estee Lauder have a generous bonus for you. Right now, with any Estee Lauder purchase of $18 or more, you'll receive a 7-piece gift set at no extra charge.
Order today and you'll receive a handheld personal alarm, free. Call today, 1-800-668-CHUBB, CHUBB.
6:18, 18 minutes after 6, we are well on our way to a high today of 13, 6 degrees with Daniel Lavoie here in the heart on QMFM.
Friends like us never say goodbye. There's no reason we should cry.
That's where you'll always be. Deep as the deep blue sea.
Continuous soft favorites right here on QMFM 103.5. That's Daniel Lavoie here in the heart with Terry and Marianne at 6:22.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Here's the forecast for us today. A few morning sun breaks, but it's also going to be mostly cloudy all day long. Rain moving in again by tonight. And then apparently rain overnight and tomorrow morning. And the long-range forecast for the spring weekend, Easter weekend, is going to be rain. Highs to about 13, 14 degrees, 6 degrees the present temperature.
Yeah, I can't really complain. What do you got there?
Everybody's seen a dog chase a car, right?
Yes.
You know, huh? Now, here's a slightly different story. This is out of Connecticut. this guy's driving down the road. The police reported that this fellow reported that he came under siege by a Rottweiler.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, he stopped his car. Apparently, he was checking the map. He was going over to his cousin's house, and he wasn't quite sure of the exact location of this. He knew had the street name, but had to pull over to the side of the road and check the map. So he's sitting there idling. Apparently, this Rottweiler got out of this guy's yard, jumped over the fence, and attacked his car.
Attacked the car?
He couldn't move at all. He was panic-stricken. He said he has never seen anything this vicious in all his life.
Suddenly, it was Cujo.
The dog flattened both of the tires on the passenger side. It bit right through
the... Chomped right into
it
him.
It bit right through the tire.
Whoa.
So the guy's sitting there looking at his map, terrified, and this Rottweiler jumps out, flattens both, and the car's, you know, tilting on one side. Anyway, the police say the dog's owner was cited for allowing an unlicensed animal to roam free.
An unlicensed, vicious animal. Whoa.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, speaking of roaming free, I forgot to tell you this last week. This was very funny. Friday afternoon, I'm coming out of the Safeway, and I turned to look. Something caught my eye, and there was a Jeep parked on the street, and through the back of the soft top, these two little wiener dogs hopped out of the back.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there, I turn, I thought, I'm really curious to see where these little guys are going to go. Obviously, owner stopped to do an errand, and one was kind of struggling. He was a little heavy, so he's trying to pull himself out of the back of the Jeep. So anyway, they ran down the street, but four people in the West End, we actually stopped and watched. One guy actually grabbed one dog. The other one raced into the liquor store. And four people, like, they asked me, is this your dog? I said, no. And I think we were all... It was nice to see that everybody was concerned because these dogs went missing. And sure enough, they snuck through this little flap in the
soft
top.
So was their owner there?
He came out of the store. I was ready to go to the Safeway and have them make an announcement on the PA. You know, whoever owns the two wiener dogs are on the street. But he showed up.
Probably try to get the special on at Safeway and Calican dog food.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Hortons presents the new Tim Hortons sandwich. Maestro.
And receive a bonus dinner gift certificate with your confirmed reservation. That's 468-7121.
Oh, come on, big stretch, you can do it. It's Wednesday, 626, 26 minutes after 6 o'clock this morning, 103.5 QMFM. When will I see you again? Here's 3 Degrees. Here's new 103.5 QMFM. Good morning, Terry and Mariana. This Wednesday, midweek, it's 6:29. When will I see you again? 3 degrees.
Well, no, actually, it is 6 degrees. Should reach a high today of about 13. Cloudy with morning sunny periods and fog patches in some low-lying areas. Chance of a shower and highs of 13.
Okay, pretty cheesy.
It was a tie-in.
I know.
It was a real stretch, but it worked.
Yeah. And here's QMFM traffic getting quite busy right now around the Portman Bridge and over the Pitt River Bridge westbound. But so far, we don't have any problems anywhere this morning. At the ferry terminal, Swartz Bay to Tawasin has a possible wait for all vehicles. And Tawasin to Swartz Bay reports a one sailing wait for over heights. And that's QMFM traffic for Thompson and Page Fine Furnishings, where you can save up to 50% right now on a little of this and a lot of that.
He's just excited because Easter just around the corner. Coming up to 6:30 on the dot, time to check QMFM news and filling in for John Hadley. Here's Terry Theodore.
Good morning. Here are the QMFM top stories this hour. It's almost the end of the line for the Woodward's department store chain. Officials from the Hudson Bay Company and Woodward's are filing a merger deal today in BC Supreme Court. The plan will start the disintegration of the 101-year-old chain. On the diamond, Seattle hammered Toronto 8-1 in the season opener at the Kingdome. The Expos had the day off. Vancouver weather is next.
For all those who've always dreamed of taking a cruise but have yet to do anything about it, Uniglobe Travel suggests wake up and smell the ocean.
Hop to it and we'll see you on the island. Granville Island Public Market, open Easter weekend, Friday through Monday.
QMFM weather, a few morning sunny breaks, but mostly cloudy today. Rain starting tonight, rain tomorrow morning, showers, though, by later in the afternoon. Highs to 13, a low of 4. Right now it's 6 degrees. Now that you're up to date, back to continuous soft favorites on 103.5 QMFM.